Bob's own British invasion. Vinny White on Studio 93. 93.9 Bob FM.
David Blaine. Oh. Just the name gets me slightly on edge. What's he done now? Let's find out. US illusionist David Blaine has begun another endurance challenge. Hanging upside down for almost 3 days. Where does he get off? Where does he? The 35-year-old magician was hoisted by his heels over an ice rink in New York yesterday. He intends to remain there until late Wednesday. Despite doctors' concern about the effects of the stress on the internal organs and blood circulation. Blaine said he was doing all right on Monday, though he did admit his head felt like it was about to explode. It's like someone is forcing you to do it, Blaine, is it, you know? Anywho, his previous stunts include spending 72 hours encased in ice, 7 days underwater, and 44 days without food in a glass box. Blaine is suspended from a four-story high metal frame. Though he can be lowered to speak to fans face-to-face. Okay, take me down. I want to chat. Can you feed me an apple, please? Thanks. You know what I'd like him to do? Next, instead of 72 hours encased in ice, 7 days underwater, or 44 days in a glass box, or hanging upside down for 3 days, I'd like David Blaine to watch a movie and have a cup of coffee. That's what I'd like him to do. And he can have the world's cameras pointing at him, and you can see him get up and maybe walk over the road to the local convenience store, buy some cakes, and come back and slowly eat them. All right? Maybe order in a pizza. All right? Get up, go to the toilet, come back again. I'd be happy watching that, just to check that he can live a normal life. It's got to the point where his episodes now outweigh anything. I'm expectant of him to hang glide off a building into an electric fence. More than I am to just chill out and watch a movie. So just chill out and watch a movie. That could be the next one. Stop proving yourself. You've done it now. You're great. You're amazing. You're weird. Everyone thinks so. But now, just watch a movie. Have some cakes. I'll pay for it. I'll buy the pizza. All right? I'll come and join you. But just don't do anything stressful. When you cross the road to get the cakes, don't do it on one leg. Don't go under a car. Don't use any weird transport. Don't spend 44 days doing it not eating. Just live a normal life. That's what I want him to do next. That would make me happy. Cake and movie night with Blaine. Great. See, do I have to come up with all the good ideas?
You ask the question, why are you here when it gets cold? Because we love you.
Well, thank you,
and
sweet
And you know
peach.
When it gets cold, my love, you know what you do?
What's that?
You love the one you with. Love the one you with.
It's Sharon and the girls.
Oh, blimey. Oh, aren't you a ball of energy, aren't you? Explain to me where you are and what you're doing this evening.
We're up at a girls' weekend, and we're all here on an island, and we thought if you could play old-time rock and roll, then we'd all dance.
Oh, wait, hang on. Did I say, what do you want to hear? Jump in the gun. I said, where are you? And frankly, it sounded like you're describing some sort of erotic movie at the beginning. we're all women and we're on an island, rocking. And then you went and ruined it all by picking a song. What are you doing? Is it someone's birthday or something?
No, we do this every year. The girls go away, no boys allowed.
I see. And it's like girl power.
Woman power, Vinny.
Woman power. You left girlhood behind. There might be a little bit of booze involved, right?
Vinny! we're just of legal age.
Oh, yeah, sure. Absolutely. Very quickly, give me all seven names, quickly.
Oh, all seven names. Sharon. Kathy, Diane, Tony, Kathy, Pamela, Debbie,
Donna.
That was really good. I didn't realise you'd passed the phone. Well done, I like that.
Thank you.
See you later. Oh, can you imagine being there, eh? Oh. Now, there's good things about imagining being there, particularly if you're male. But then the other things that are bad is you'd probably have a headache, wouldn't you? Eh? Well, don't you think? It's going to get noisier and noisier there. They're on an island, for goodness sake. They can do anything. They can't be hard to track down, can they? How many cottages are there on islands? Get a boat and get it to me now. First of all, if there's intelligent life on other planets, it's likely to be really boring, isn't it? It's probably like algae or something like that, okay? Now, that's not to say that there is an incredibly advanced intelligent life, so it's not out of the realms of possibility that these messages might one day get to someone that's all incredibly clever with one of those big dome heads like you see on Futurama. They might be green, I don't know, right? Whatever. But the point here is, they've been translated and broadcast into binary format. So, all the, like, the 500 selected messages will travel 120 trillion miles into space, sent on radio waves. So, if you're an alien and you're clever enough to, you know, walk about, have a conversation, and build some device that can then interpret messages from outer space, and you're cruising around on your planet, you know, having a cup of space tea, and you think, hey, check, hey, Kevin the alien, check the, I don't know, they're probably not called Kevin, in all honesty. But I'm trying to put a human face on it, all right? Hey, Kevin the Alien, why don't you check the large telescope thing we just built to check if anyone anywhere is sending any messages? Okay, Bill the Alien, I'll do that, says Kevin the Alien. I should have thought these names through, really. And then at that point, they go, yes, we've got something. It's coming in now. I'm so excited, you wouldn't believe it. It's from at least 20 light years away. It could be that planet over there, the one that we were trying to work out, or the big blue wobbly stuff, if that was water. It could be that Earth. Oh, what does it say? It says 011 011 010 001 01. I don't know. Oh, screw it. Let's have another cup of space tea. That's what I think is going to happen. which is why I don't work for NASA. The absolutely ridiculous lyrics of a talented man, Colin James, Chicks and Cars and the Third World War. He says in that song that the only things worth dying for are chicks, not really, cars, absolutely not, and the Third World War. Well, it depends what it's over, doesn't it? If the Third World War is over bacon, then I would say it's certainly not worth dying in the Third World War. You can't be that patriotic to agree with your country's stance on a war that hasn't even happened yet. What's that? Winds me up. Now then. Collective Soul, Gel, 93.9 Bob FM. Good evening. I hope you're doing extraordinarily well. So I'm late for work, which is really unlike me. It never happens. But I do think I've got a very good excuse today, and I want to share it with you, if I may. I think I'm going to have to start calling myself a crime magnet. It would appear that everywhere I go, I seem to find problems. And if I just attract criminal activity, maybe I should have been a policeman. I don't know. I had a meeting earlier with my boss here in the building. So I was here doing my thing, and I walked out onto the market. And as just so I was getting, I was on my bicycle, and I was just riding around the corner from the building here when I saw a man lying on the floor, which was a bit peculiar. And then ahead of him was another man running and tripping at the same time and pretty much going into a kind of slow-motion dive. He was falling over as well. So I'm trying to compute what the hell's going on in my head. And then I realised the guy in front has got a bag and the guy that's lying on the floor behind him, maybe about 20 feet behind him, was shouting, "Get him! Get him!" And I suddenly realise I'm looking at a crime. Oh, what are you going to do, Vinny? So there's no one around, really, like... There was a fella in a wheelchair and an old woman, and I thought, well, I don't think they're going to do anything. It would appear that this is my time to shine. So I did it, and that's my excuse for being late for work today. I'd like to say that I wrestled him to the ground, but I didn't. He pretty much wrestled himself to the ground. He was running so fast, the criminal, that he actually tripped up over his own feet, or perhaps a paving slab, and fell over, at which point I got off my bike and grabbed him before he could get back up again. At which point, the gentleman whose bag had been stolen got up, put his glasses back on, and walked up to me and said, Bloody hell. That's kind of you. Thanks very much. He was only English, wasn't he? He was an English tourist in town for a couple of days. And it turns out the bag that he had was actually a £1,000, $2,000 camcorder. And it was his wife who owned it. They were minding their own business, having a nice little drinky, and some guy leaned over the railing and grabbed their camcorder. So the wife comes around the corner, right? He's standing opposite me. I've got this guy in a headlock, right? And then your man in the wheelchair comes up, then your old woman comes up, and then a woman with a pushchair, then a hot dog seller, then someone came out of the shop, then the waiter from the restaurant. In the end, there's 20, 25 people looking at me, right? And I've got this guy in front of me in a headlock. And I'm taking various pieces of advice. Someone says, punch him. I didn't take that advice. Someone else was phoning the police. Then the police turned up, and I spent a great deal of time talking to them. But he did apologise. It was quite funny, actually. It was a very Ottawan, sort of nice, you know, to the wife of this guy for stealing the camcorder. And he goes, I'm sorry. He should have had a swag bag.
Vinnie White, I just have to tell you that I wish it was me that stole that camcorder, because I'd love you to wrestle me to the ground anytime, baby.
You're so wrong, but I like you. Thank you, dear. Yeah. What a weird day. I'm a bit sort of shaken up about it. I've been talking to the police for most of the afternoon. Well, not most of the afternoon, some of the afternoon. It was the weirdest point was that... So I'm English, right? The guy and his wife were English in town for a couple of days on holiday, right? Policeman comes around the corner and he's from Reading, England. Right, so why is this? So, the man, I can't remember his name, I'm afraid, but the guy that owned the camcorder and his wife, right, were from Bolton, Manchester, right? So, meanwhile, this mugger's sort of just on the side of the road being held, yeah? He's being, right, dealt with. So, we're sort of quite a relaxed environment. We're just having a chat and exchanging details and stuff. And the policeman says to the guy from Bolton, he says, that's where the Monty Python sketch about the parrot is, isn't it? Which I don't know. I know the sketch, but I don't know where it was set. And the Bolton guy says, yeah. And then the policeman starts reenacting a Monty Python sketch. And I'm like, life is so weird. A minute ago, I was in a meeting with my boss. Now I've just wrestled a mugger to the... Well, I say I wrestled a mugger to the ground. He pretty much fell over. But it looks like I wrestled him to the ground, so it looked like I was really cool, but I didn't really do much. Because he just fell over, I just made sure he didn't get up. It was brilliant. Anywho, there I am meeting with my boss a few minutes ago. Now, I'm outside with a few Englishmen doing Monty Python impressions while someone sits on a mugger. What's that about? Odd, isn't it? What a weird day. So, as a result, my show's completely unprepared. I'm supposed to tell you the weather now, but I don't know it. It's quite nice. There you go. There's the detailed weather. I'll find out. I'll let you know later. I think it's all right for the week. Someone told me earlier. So there you go. There's a reliable source of weather. The weather today looks all right, according to someone on a train earlier. Earlier on, someone called Melanie called and said, could you play a record for Lorne? Lorne had an accident today and fell off a ladder and fell 13 feet. And damaged his or her head and went to hospital. Lorne was fitting a garage door at the time. Now, I didn't ask exactly how it happened, but I'm going to guess that the garage door opened, and it knocked the ladder. I could be wrong. I probably am. But it gives me a good opportunity to do an audio reconstruction, ladies and gentlemen. This is what happened.
Random is a good thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, the status quo has been cancelled due to a wiring problem.
93.9 Love FM.
I couldn't help but notice the Italian Prime Minister, Silvio Berlusconi, managed to break a lectern in his eagerness to pay tribute to George Bush, who was in the room at the time. Talking about the new US president, Berlusconi said, it would be very difficult to find a man as idealistic and brave as our George, he said, throwing his arms open, at which point he then knocked over a lectern while moving to physically embrace Mr. Bush, and then joked, see, this is what too much love can do. beautiful. I would imagine at that point most people were physically sick.
My lasagna noodles are all broken. You know when you make lasagna and you want them all to be straight?
Oh, it's a nightmare.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I'd say pretty much the world, I think, has pretty much come to a stop now that your lasagna noodles aren't together. Bless you. Thank you for calling to let me know. I don't know what you want me to do with that information. Perhaps we should do some sort of news article on it. Tonight, very important news just in. A woman in Ottawa has her lasagna noodles not all together. As a result, when she makes her lasagna, it will come out cooked, not looking quite as good as if it had been made by an experienced Italian. More news later in completely and utterly pointless news. Ah, felt good. Oh, it's zero. Well, that was an anticlimax. It was minus one earlier, it's gone back up. What the hell is wrong with this country? You've got no idea. Even your weather's indecisive. Don't even get me started on your driving. Ugh! Starting to wish I hadn't bought a car. What are you like? Hang on a minute. I'm being a bit unfair. I said country. It's not a country. It's Ottawa. I'm sure it's not you. But some of the people here. Hey, is it me? Ugh. Do you know what I mean? Oh, you go. No, you go. Oh, you go. No, go on, you can go. No, you go. Go on. No, well, I think you were there first. You go. No, go on. Well, I'm a pedestrian, so you go. Well, I'm a car. I mean, I'm a big SUV, and I don't want to be... Go on, you go. Well, no, you go, because... Well, no, you've got the light. Well, you had the light before. Go! Go! Just go!
Oh, my God, I had no idea that was so pent up.